Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Lundborg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Lundborg. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. Ryan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wirt out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Andrews. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lundborg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Euler reaches second base with a double. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain bunts towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Euler moves to third. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Euler scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ryan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ryan moves to third. Jim Lundborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lundborg is 0-for-1 in the game. Lundborg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Foy moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Ryan scores. Foy scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Red Sox. George Corinth now pitching. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Euler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Euler reaches second base with a double. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Gates Brown pinch hits for George Corinz. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Euler moves to third. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Sherry now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Petrocelli is hit by the pitch. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Andrews bunts between the mound and first base. Sherry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. Petrocelli moves to second. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ryan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petrocelli scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Dalton Jones pinch hits for Jim Lundborg. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards second. McAuliffe throws to second for one, and Euler throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 3 in the game. Tardabul strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Fisher now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirt strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Foy strikes out. Freehan drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Foy out. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sherry, and towards McAuliffe, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Scott reaches second base with a double. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli misplays the ball. That's an error on Petrocelli. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Petrocelli fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Padres now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Padres fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Andrews moves to third. Hank Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan fires to third and picks off Andrews. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.